The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article by Marta Figueredo, Ph.D. Zolgensma may lead to faster, greater gains than Spinraza. Zolgensma may result in faster and greater functional improvements than Spinraza in infants with spinal muscular atrophy, treated up to 2 years of age, according to a survey of 22 health providers in the U.S. Given the survey's limitations, such as its small sample and subjective nature, larger and more objective studies are needed to confirm these findings, the researchers noted. The survey results, outcomes of single-agent onasimnogene, abneparvovec, or nusinersen, and of nusinersen switching to onasimnogene, abneparvovec, in patients with spinal muscular atrophy, results of a provider survey in the United States, were presented in a poster at the 2021 Virtual American Academy of Neurology annual meeting, held April 17 to 22nd. In December 2016, Biogen Spinraza became the first disease-modifying treatment to be approved in the U.S. for all types of SMA. Similar decisions soon followed in the European Union, Brazil, Japan, Australia, and other countries. Administered directly into the spinal canal, Spinraza works by increasing the production of SMN, a protein essential for motor neuron and muscle health that is largely absent or insufficient in SMA patients due to mutations in the SMN1 gene. Novartis gene therapy, Zolgensma, approved in several countries for treating infants and young children with all or almost all SMA types, uses a modified and harmless virus to deliver a working copy of SMN1 to cells, thereby increasing SMN production. In the U.S., the one-time therapy, given directly into the bloodstream, was approved in 2019 to treat all types of SMA in newborns and toddlers up to age 2. While the safety and effectiveness of both therapies were established in clinical trials, the studies do not include the full spectrum of a patient population. As such, real-world data is key to better understand the effects of such therapies in a broad range of patients, including those combining the two therapies, and to help inform and improve treatment decisions. Now, in collaboration with the analysis group, Novartis Gene Therapies conducted a survey to assess U.S. health providers' impressions of improvements in pediatric SMA patients treated either with Zolgensma or Spinraza or both. The electronic survey was distributed by email in May 2020 to providers who treated children with SMA from 6 to 24 months of age with only one of the therapies, or with Zolgensma following Spinraza within the 3 years prior. Patients' improvement was defined as gains in one or more of the following functional domains: motor function, mobility, lung function, and bulbar function, that related to muscles involved in swallowing, chewing, speaking, and breathing. A total of 20 physicians and 2 nurse practitioners with a mean of about 10 years of practice treating SMA patients responded to the survey. Most worked in academic hospitals, medical centers, and half were involved in the RESTORE registry. Launched by AveXis, the ongoing RESTORE is a multinational observational study meant to follow more than 500 SMA patients, mainly those treated with Zolgensma, for up to 15 years. A total of 13 providers had prescribed only Zolgensma to 30 children with SMA. 15 had treated 54 patients with Spinraza only, and 13 prescribed Zolgensma after Spinraza to 19 patients. Results showed that all treatment regimens led to improvements, but Zolgensma was associated with the greatest overall improvement. Gains were achieved by 83.3% of Zolgensma-treated children, 68.4% of those receiving the gene therapy after Spinraza, and 64.8% of patients given Spinraza alone. Also, a greater proportion of children treated with both therapies achieved functional stabilization relative to the other two groups. Zolgensma single therapy also appeared to be superior to the other two regimens in all elevated functional domains, particularly in motor function and mobility. Gains in bulbar function were observed in 63.3% of children treated with Zolgensma alone, versus 48.1% in those treated with Spinraza alone, and 57.9% treated with both regimens. While gains in lung function were reported in 66.7% of children treated with Zolgensma alone versus 50% of those treated with Spinraza alone and 63.2% treated with both regimens. In addition, Zolgensma was associated with the fastest improvements in all domains, with most improvements being detected about 2 to almost 4 months earlier than in the other groups. Notably, gains were first reported in children's motor function, followed by lung function. These findings indicate a majority of patients with SMA achieved improvements with disease-modifying therapy administered between 6 and 24 months of age, with the greatest improvements seen in Zolgensma single-therapy patients, the researchers wrote in the poster. In addition, mean time to reported improvement was shorter in patients receiving Zolgensma monotherapy compared with Spinraza monotherapy, they added. Among the survey's limitations, the researchers noted the subjective and variable nature of reported improvements and the fact that reporting or recall bias or differences in accuracy or completeness of the recollections may affect the results. The team concluded, quote, "Given inherent limitations of physician survey studies, additional research, including patient-level data, is needed to further assess these outcomes in this population."
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum's moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today content creator. Today I'm reading an article that really struck a chord with me. In the back of my mind, I know a tracheostomy might be in my future someday as my disease progresses. I'm on the fence though if it's something I even want, even though I know many in the SMA community have them and are happy with them. Halsey's latest column, "It's Time to Stop Stigmatizing Life-Saving Tracheostomy Tubes," dives into the unfavorable stigmatism that surrounds them and how that negatively impacts the disabled community. Here's the article. "My family and I are gathered around the television when one of our favorite shows is interrupted by a commercial. An image is shown of a young person smiling at the camera. They appear to be happy and healthy. Then the scene changes to show the same person lying in a hospital bed. Their bones are visible under their skin and they no longer have that vibrant smile. They're breathing through a tracheostomy tube, and some text on the screen warns that this is the aftermath of smoking. The commercial focuses heavily on the trach and not its cause. I find this type of advertising to be discouraging. This depiction of people with trachs contributes to a stigma. It's a fear tactic intended to frighten healthy people. Here's why I take issue with that. I have a trach. So do many of my friends with SMA and other disabilities. And we don't have these medical devices because we're smokers. Our trachs serve as life-giving artificial airways, and that's how they should be seen. I received my trach during an emergency surgery after doctors had to perform CPR twice in one day to restart my heart and lungs. I was in the hospital fighting off multiple infections that my body was too weak to battle on its own. The doctors saved my life and gave me a trach to better it. Without that trach, I certainly would not be here today. Threatening fear-based messages that suggest disabilities or chronic illnesses are scary only contribute to further isolation, ridicule, and discrimination of individuals with these conditions. Commercials that do so are perpetuating a stigma that needs to end." This article on HuffPost, which is linked in her column, perfectly demonstrates how people with trachs are treated this way regularly. Stigmatizing commercials add to this problem. Yes, it's known that smoking is dangerous, but that doesn't make it acceptable to stigmatize an entire population of the people that rely on trachs to enjoy life. Trachs are not something to be feared. They are life-saving medical devices. People with and without SMA need their trachs to do so many things. My trach allows me to go about my day without worrying that I won't be able to breathe. It ensures that there will always be a way to easily clear mucus from my airways and fill my lungs with oxygen. These are things that people need to do every day, but few take notice of such seemingly simple tasks. Having an additional way to complete these tasks gives me the freedom to live my life however I choose to, and that freedom allows me to meet virtually with my coworkers, help organize fundraisers, and spend time with friends and family without struggling for air. Chicks are not the bad guy of this story. Stigmatizing others is. So let's put the focus back where it belongs and raise awareness through informative messages instead of giving people a reason to fear trachs. You never know, a trach could save your life someday. Thanks for sharing this with us, Halsey. It gives me a lot to think about. We'd love to hear your thoughts about this column on the forums at smanewstoday.com/forums. That's all I have for you today. Stay safe, stay healthy, and have a good day, everyone. We'll talk again soon.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.